We're going to turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. I want to begin reading at verse 30 this morning and read through verse 33 if God will be our help. And we'll just share with you what God's shared with us. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 30. The Bible says, "For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst thou became companions of them that were so used." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought, a fearful thing. A fearful thing. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I can see here as the writers are speaking to us, through God, and he's ministered to us about this, because we're living in a day and time. This thing that we call life is a fleeting thing, but this thing that we call life, it's passing by in a hurry. And the Bible says over, if you go back one chapter to chapter 9 of Hebrews, the Bible says this. He says it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. But in 9:27 it also says this. "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." So not only is it a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, but it's a fearful thing because he's appointed unto man once to die, and after this a judgment. After death, our appointment's going to come up one day. On a calendar, they've got a commercial on TV about some kind of taking aspirin or something, and it says, you know, if Bill would have known that tomorrow he was going to have a heart attack, amen, and he's sitting in a meeting and they hand him a note, and he said, "Tomorrow at this time, you're going to have a heart attack." Amen. He would have known that he had an appointment coming. Amen. If somebody would write out and tell us, say, "You know what, Jesse? He said tomorrow at this time, you're going to go out of here." I wonder how we would live our lives a little bit different. Amen. But we ought to be living every day like today could be our last day. Amen. If we're going to do anything, and I told the church, I've told you, if we're going to do anything, praise God, we better do it now. Amen. And we better start, as Brother Rex said, we need to start at home. Amen. Charity starts at home, praise God. That's that love in action, showing forth the things of God. And if we're going to start, we need to get started now. Praise the Lord, because God's wanting to do mighty work, even here in this place. God's wanting to do mighty work. This thing's just about to finish up. We look around the world today and we can see all these things taking place, and it's just prophecy after prophecy being fulfilled. Right before our eyes, we see prophecy being fulfilled. And we need to be about the Lord's business. We need to be realizing, praise God, that God's showing us, praise God, his plan for the future. He's showing us our plan for today, tomorrow, and forever, praise God, and we can see it playing out. Well, it's a magnificent thing to be a child of God in the day that we live. In this hour that we live, it's a spectacular thing to be a part of this. But he said it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Amen. And he said, there's a day appointed that we're all going to go out of here, so and we're going to be judged, so we need to be ready for the judgment. Amen. That means we've got to get lined up with his line. Amen. God's got a plumb line, he says it over in Amos, a plumb line, praise God. He said, this is where God draws the line. And he said, we need to get on the right side of the line. Amen. And God's helping us to do that. Because he loves us. Amen. He loves us that much. Amen, he does. And he's trying to help us to do that. And he tells us that not only is it to fall into the hands of a living God. Amos chapter 4, in verse 12, the Bible says this. He said, therefore thus will I do unto thee. Now he's talking about Israel here, and he's talking about what they went through, and he talked about how he's going to pluck them out, even as a brand out of the fire. But now notice what he says. He said, therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Amen. He said, hey, listen, things is happening. He said, we need to be preparing to meet the Lord. We need to be preparing today for that day that we stand before him. Like I said, amigo, we're not promised tomorrow. Amen? So we need to prepare today, praise God, like today could be the day that we stand before the Lord. Amos chapter 4 in verse 12 said, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. And notice what it goes on to say. It talks about that power of God. He says, for lo, he hath formed the mountains and created the wind and declared unto man what is his thought. That maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high place of the earth. The Lord, the God of hosts, is His name. He speaks of this Almighty God as this Almighty power, praise God. And He is, amen. He's not some senile old man that don't know what's going on, but praise God, He's sitting in the throne of grace this morning, amen, praise God, on behalf of me and you, because He loves us so much that He has us on His mind. Amen. Could you just imagine God of glory? Creator universe that thinks about us. Now, we have a hard time thinking about each other. Amen? Hey, most time during the day, we're going about our business, doing things. We don't even think about our brothers and sisters in Christ right here. Hey, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to pray for everybody. It's hard to think on everybody. It's hard to be. You can't be there for everybody. But you know what? God is. God is Almighty. He's that great power, praise God. He created the mountains. He created the wind, praise God. He declared unto man His thoughts. Praise the Lord. But notice what else He said. He maketh the morning darkness. Amen. So He maketh the morning dark. What does that mean? He said He can even take the morning when it should be light. You know, they say, the doctors say now that if you don't get up of a morning and the sunlight, if you get to somewhere where the sunlight can hit your eyes and it'll wake you up and get your body into daylight mode. Said they've come to prove now that you need the sun, praise God, to be stirred down in your body. He said, without the sun early in the morning, yes, you'll be that glory. He said, without the sun early in the morning, praise God, you'll be sluggish all day. But He said, praise God. He said, if you get up, praise God, in the sun, let it hit your eyes early in the morning, praise God. He said, you'll get over that sluggishness and you'll get on fire early in the morning. Praise the Lord. What a God we have that loves us that much. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we got to get the sun in our eyes. But you know what's wrong? We stay in the dark too much. Amen. It's kind of like living in a dungeon in a basement. It's a proven fact. If somebody stays in the basement in the dark for a long period of time, that they get depressed. They have anxieties. They have hallucinations. Amen. I mean, they think things that ain't really happening. We need the light, amen, and for us to live. We need the light to be illuminating us, praise God, so that we can see our way in this world. But He said, the Almighty God, He said, created all, said He could turn the daylight into darkness, the morning into night, praise God. But He said, we need the light. He said, if they choose to reject God, He said, they're going to live in the darkness. But He said, praise God, you can step out of the dark into the light. Amen. In John chapter 1, the Bible says that they was the one came. Hey, let me just show you. John chapter 1. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know who that Word is? That's Jesus. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life, now listen to this, was the light of men. Amen? Praise God. You get that in your eyes early in the morning, praise the Lord. It'll stir you. It'll give you an excitement to glory to God so that you can go on for the glory of God. He said, the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That's what's happening in our world today, amen. There's a light that's trying to shine, but there's nothing, there's nobody that's comprehending, realizing, recognizing the light. But the light's there. I want to say, praise God, that light's never went out. Brother David, that light's never got dull. That light's never got dim, praise God. That light's never had a moment that it flickered. Glory be to God. That light's always been a shining. It always will. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? That precious Word of God that speaks to our heart. That light that'll shine to us. But praise God if we'll just seek the Lord. But He said there's people that don't like the light. He said there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Notice what it said, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You get a hold of that, praise God. The light, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, was a light for every one of us. Amen? He was a light to every one of us to show us the way. Amen? Everyone, for every man, one boy and girl that came into the world. When it says world, it's talking about human beings, mankind. And said God, the Lord Jesus Christ, was a light for every one of us. If we could just see the light. Amen. I preached a message one time, I don't know if I preach here or not, on seeing the light. We need to see the light in these last days we live. See the Lord, amen. He said, every man that cometh into the world. He said, he was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. That's where we're at today. Amen. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Because God has illuminated, he's given us the light, amen, that we might see the Lord Jesus Christ. He give us the precious Savior. Bless his holy name. But you know what's wrong with the world? They lack darkness. The world likes darkness better than the light. The light's trying to shine. The light is shining, but we want to stay in the dark. Why? Because our deeds are evil. Amen. In John chapter 3 and verse 19, we looked at this part of this last week. I believe it was. Verse 19 said, this is a condemnation. So this is what brings condemnation. This is what condemns men. He said that light is come into the world through Jesus. And men love darkness rather than light. Why do men like darkness rather than light? Why do men like to hang out in the world, praise God, instead of running to Jesus, instead of being in the house of God, instead of loving the brothers and sisters in Christ? Why do we want to hang out away from God and His house and His people? Because we like the dark. We became accustomed to the dark. Amen? And why is it? Because their deeds were evil. Their deeds are evil. Why do we hang out in the dark? Because our deeds is evil. We're not doing things that's pleasing to God. Or let me just rephrase it. We're doing things that's not pleasing to God. Amen? Oh, me. The reason we can't have a close relationship, Lord, the reason we don't love Him, praise, desire Him, because that precious light, it shines in us, praise God, and it disturbs us. It tears us up. Amen? That's why some folks that used to come here, they've left and they won't come back. Because the light shined on them, shined down in their soul, showed them things that was wrong in their life because God loved them enough, praise God, to show them and convict them. Amen. Instead of just getting it right, they got out. They ain't ever looked back. Why? What are they doing? They're living in the dark. They said, I'd rather just live in the dark than to run to the light. Some folks in our church right now are so miserable. Amen? They're just plumb miserable because they're living in the dark. Amen. I'm just straight up. They're miserable within themselves because they're living. They know what's right. They know how to get there, praise God, but they choose to stay in the dark. Amen. We choose that because their deeds, even they're doing things, praise God, that they know is not pleasing to God. Wonder how many things we do that we know is not pleasing to God. Huh? How much time do we spend with Him? How much time do we spend in the Word? How much time do we spend trying to tell somebody else, like Brother Rex talking about this morning, tell somebody else about Jesus? God help us. We need some help today. We need to realize that, hey man, there's a whole lot of people that would rather just stay in the dark than to serve the Lord because their deeds are evil. They're doing things. We're doing things that's not pleasing to God. We need to quit it. Amen? Amen. We need to quit. If God, Holy Ghost has smote in our heart, has showed us, praise God, some things that's wrong in our life, some attitudes, some things that's conflicting with God and His Word, amen, our relationship with Him, we just need to quit it. Amen. Praise God. Get on our faithful God. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I need you to help me. And allow Him to do those things for you, praise God, that you can't do for yourself. You'll find it over the help at an old-fashioned altar, praise God, where you cry out to Him, amen, in submission to a holy God, and He takes the changes and makes the changes. Amen. We can't do it in ourselves. We don't have the power. He said, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Have you ever noticed that? how criminals, when criminals are out the biggest. When's the criminals are out? Most times after midnight. They make sure it's good and dark. And that's when they get out and prowl. Why? Because their deeds is evil. Amen? Criminals get out and they prowl. That's when the drug dealings go down. That's when the prostitution takes place. That's when the drugs and the alcohol's just flowing. It's when it's dark. Amen? Because people's deeds are evil. Wonder why they do it in the dark. Now, there's some people that just say, hey, they don't care. They'd do it in the daylight too. We're getting today. It's so wicked in the day that we live, praise God. They'll kick the door in on your house and go in broad daylight. Because their deeds is evil. I mean, they don't know nothing about the lie. But I wonder, we sat here this morning and supposed to be God's people. I wonder how many of us, praise God, have dark places in our life. And the light's not reaching. Praise God, we don't allow the light to come in, praise God. Shine upon that so that we can get help from the Lord. But that light's a wanting to shine, praise God, in every one of us. If we'll just accept the light, praise God, and the way that it touch, and just let it touch every circumstance, every life, everything about us. Amen. Let the Lord God shine His light on it. Illuminate it for us so we can get some help. Amen. That's what God wants to do. But He said, men love darkness rather than light. For everyone doeth evil, hateth the light. And neither cometh to the light. Amen? What happens is the old devil, he gets a hold of us. He gets us away from the light. Starts pulling us off into darkness. And then he said, you know what? If you go back up there to the church house, if you try to get on, if you fall on that old-fashioned altar and you ask God to forgive, what will them people say? Huh? The old devil, he'll say, you know, if you come and repent, you try to get help, what's them people going to think about you? Who cares? Amen. He'll say, you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to keep you from the light. Your life's falling down. Your home's falling down. Everything's falling down around you. Everything's collapsing about you. Your family's all to pieces. Amen. And the devil said, hey, it'll be all right. Just stay in the dark. I won't tell you, praise God, we need to get out and flee the darkness and rush to the light. Amen. Amen. We need to run to the light. Our families is failing this world. I won't tell you, families are failing in the church. You know the divorce rate and stuff in the church is as high as it is in the world. Are you hearing me? It's as high as it is in the world. You know why? Because we got used to being in the dark. We're trying to fix things ourselves, praise God, instead of getting that made by our hand and saying, you know what? You fellas say, you know what? Let's go up here and see if we can get something from God. Amen. Run into the light, praise God, and let that light shine on you and your little family and turn that house, praise God, of arguing and fussing into a home where God Almighty is real. Amen. Where He makes a difference. If we just let Him this morning. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. But He wants to direct us more. He wants to show us His way and His plan. We'll just let Him. He said, lest our deeds should be reproved. Amen. They just, when the light starts shining on something, amen, you let that old fella get out there and beating around in the dark and trying to get your stuff, he'll have a hard time of it. But amen, if you get that, you get you one of them motion lights out there and you put it out there, and when he comes around, he steps out in the light of that sensor, and that sensor picks him up. Amen, all of a sudden, boom, there's the light. I want to say, praise God, we've got a censor this morning, the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. There's a censor, praise God, in the heart and mind of every child of God. And that censor's right there just to watch it. It's watching all your deeds. And praise God, if you start doing those deeds that's evil in the dark, praise God, the censor will go up and illuminate that light, and pow, the light will shine. Amen. God will reveal to you, praise God, where you're at. And He'll show you, praise God, the way out of that mess. He'll illuminate the path that you can follow, praise God, and lead you right back to righteousness in the eyes of God. Amen. That motion sensor, praise the Lord. You know what I'm talking about if you're a child of God. That's that reproof. Amen. If you're not a child of God, you can just do whatever you want to. You don't belong to Him. Amen. We need to be saved. We need to check up. Praise the Lord. But He said, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they're wrought in God. Amen. I wonder, if we examine, He said, if we examine ourselves, lest we be judged. If we just look at ourselves, say, you know what? It's what I do. Is it pleasing to God? How's God going to get glory out of it? Amen. How much time do I spend with Him? Amen. Is He getting glory out of my life? Praise God. I tell you what, God wants to this day. If we just get to the light, praise the Lord. That lights are shining, but men are running. It's a fearful thing. Oh, in the hands of a living God, we need to be preparing. In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed a prayer as He was going down to the Garden of Gethsemane. When He crossed down out of the synagogue and He crossed down those steps going down and across Kidron Valley, heading toward the place where He would pray at Golgotha, or at the cemetery with olive trees. And He says this in verse 17 as He prayed, His high, what they call a high priestly prayer. He said, Father, the hour is come, glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh. Now listen to this. As Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. I want to say, praise God, there's a God of glory. He said, hey, look. He said, Father, just glorify me. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. I thank God that You've given me power over most of the flesh in this world. Now, He said, You give me power over all the flesh. Praise God. He said, let me light to shine a light on the flesh of men so that they can get where they need to be. Praise God. So they can forget about this stinking world and the things that we do that pacify the flesh and get into a place, in a position, praise God, where God can touch our hearts. Amen. We need that today more than anything we've ever needed. We need to get control of our own selves. If we're ever going to go out here and be a witness for Him, amen, we need to pray, God, help us to have a witness in heart. But He says, and this is life eternal. Now He says, give eternal life as to as many as Thou hast given Him. And He said, this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Amen. If the light's shining, praise God, it's illuminated, we'll see who Jesus is. We'll recognize what He did for us, praise God. We'll praise Him, glory to God, from the housetops for all that He's doing. Amen. We'll get excited about it. We ought to be excited about what Jesus is doing in these last days. He said, I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them me, and they have kept Thy word. Now they have known all that all things whatsoever Thou gavest me are of Thee. For I giveth unto them the words which Thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from Thee, and they have believed that Thou didst send me. Now watch verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me, for they are Thine. Now watch this. And all mine are Thine, and Thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. He said, praise be to God. He said, you give me a little bunch of believers, a little group of believers, praise God, that's believed on me. Praise God, you've given them to me. I've given them back to you. And praise God, Father, thank you, glory to God, that you've given them back to me. Amen. Hey, praise, that's where the bride of Christ comes in. Glory be to God, because we've seen the light and it shined upon men, and men ran to the light. Praise the Lord. And we get to be a manifestation, that glory that Jesus beholds. But I wonder in our life, praise God, if we stay in the darkness, how are we going to shine for Jesus? We can't live in darkness. We've got to get out of the dark. Man, we've got to become children of the light. Bless His whole name. He shines the light for us. He is that power. He's the illumination for all men if we'll just seek Him today. You say, well, preacher, how do I get there? John chapter 12, verse 35. John 12 and 35, Jesus tells us how to get out of the dark. Amen. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. You know, the light ain't going to shine all the time on this old wicked world. Amen. He said, walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness, now listen to this, knoweth not whether he goeth. Amen. If we're walking in the dark, how are we going to know where to go? If we're walking in darkness, how are we going to see the things that's there to trip us up? If we're walking in darkness, how are we going to know what we're walking into? Amos chapter 5, I'll read it to you. You don't have to turn there. Amos chapter 5, verse 16. He says, "Therefore the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord, saith thus, wailing shall be in all streets, and they shall say in all the highways, Alas, alas! And they shall call the husbandmen to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing. And in all vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! For what end, to what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light." Now listen to this. "For as if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into a house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him." He said, hey, listen. He said, if you're wandering around in the dark, amen, you may flee from one thing. Amen, you may flee from that lion that so wants that wants to devour you, which is the devil, and just walk right into the mouth of a bear. He said, you may run into a house to try to hide when you're stumbling around in the dark, when you lean up on the wall to catch your breath, be bitten by a serpent. He said, hey, listen, it's better just to walk in the light. Amen, stay out of the dark so you can see where you're going. Amen. I don't know about you. I want to be able to see where I'm going. I don't like the darkness. I was a long time I wandered around in darkness. But I don't like the dark. Amen. I'd rather be in the light. But John chapter 12, 35, he says, he goes on, he said, "For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth." He can't see. He said, "While you have light," verse 36, "believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." That's pretty simple. We just have to put our faith in, you know what we're doing? We're putting our faith in everything else. And we're not putting our faith in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ that's wanting to illuminate our way, wanting to give us a path. You say, well, preach, what difference does it make? Look over at verse 46. Jesus said, "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." Amen. He said, those dark things in your life, praise God. He said, if you believe on Lord Jesus Christ, amen, those dark things in your life, praise God, you ought to, the light shining on them, the light's trying to shine on them, and ought to be illuminating them, praise God, and you ought to get rid of them. Amen. The light shines out of the darkness, praise God, and it illuminates those things. He said, a child of God shouldn't abide in darkness. That means we oughtn't to stay there and around those dark things. These dark things, they listen, these dark things in every one of our lives. And they creep in. Ever so said, the devil's a subtle rascal. But he brings in these little old things, these little old subtle things, little old spots of darkness that tries to obscure the light. But praise God, if we got the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "I am come a light into the world." Amen. He said, "I've come to illuminate those dark places, so that you don't have to stumble around in the dark no more, but you can walk in the light." I don't know about you, I'd a whole lot rather walk in the light than stumble in the dark. Amen. There's a great big God of glory said he came to illuminate, to give us the light. Amen. So we walk in that light and not in the darkness. He goes back in Hebrews chapter 10. And I'm about done. He said, in verse 32, he said, "But call to remembrance..." You say, well, that darkness is everywhere, but praise God, if we call to remembrance, praise God, the enlightenment of God. What God wants to do. You know, God moved. God done a magnificent light effect show in my life, praise God, when He saved me. See, I was living in darkness. I was scared to death of the dark. But praise God, God illuminated my heart and showed me the darkness, praise God, but He shined a light in the dark. And boy, I seen that light, praise God, and I said, whoa, I like this light a whole lot better in the dark. Amen. It's been a helping me ever since. But he said, call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated. Amen. After the light, hey, you remember when the light of God come on in your life? But if we ain't careful, praise God, we'll slip off into the darkness. Amen. We'll let darkness come in. And it's just like being in a big building with a lot, like this church with a lot of light switches. You get it when it's dark outside and have every light on in here, praise God, and you can see everything. But if you get it dark outside and you go through and you start flipping off a light one at a time, eventually you're in the dark. Amen. And you can't see your hand in front of your face unless you're next to one of the exit lights. Amen. But praise God, God said He didn't ever intend for you to be. He said, once you've been illuminated, praise God, He said, what we got to do is not abide in the dark, praise God, but stay in illumination. Stay in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him keep shining on us. Because He's going to make us, praise God. Hey, it's just like a plant that you put in the dark, amen. It'll just draw up and fade out and be no account, praise God. But if you put it in the light and you let it get its share of light, praise God, it'll thrive. Amen. But if you keep it in the dark, it won't amount to nothing. It'll just shrivel up and die because it has to have that light. I want to say, praise God, the same way with me and you this morning. If we'll just remember when God illuminated us, when He turned a light on from us. He said, you may have endured great afflictions, amen, for your faith, for your belief. Some of us had families that didn't agree with our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They give us a hard time over it. But praise God, just stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay in the light. Keep walking with the Lord, praise God. And He'll bring you out shouting the victory, amen, in the light. Amen. He said, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions. Hey, listen, if we try to stay in the light, listen to me now, I'm done. If we try to stay in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, a whole lot of people we like won't like us. Amen. Me and Teresa used to have quite a few friends. I'd just be straight up. Used to have quite a few. But when I announced my call to preach, I started trying to live right and do right and live for the Lord. They just disappeared. Amen. Because I wanted to talk about Jesus. I want to talk about the Lord. I want to bring up my Savior. I want to pray when I ate. And those people just kind of drifted away. Amen. They're gone. That's me and my wife. Amen. And she's my best friend. Amen. She's my best friend. But praise God, I've still got my Lord Jesus. That light's still shining. Amen. It's still illuminating. It's still real. It's still alive. Praise God. And it's the same every day. That light never gets dim. I can be down, Brother Kevin, I can get my Bible and open it up, and I can see, and I get over there, and Jesus said, He said, hey, I'm not your master, I'm your friend. Amen. I said, whoa, praise the Lord. What is it? That's that light of shining. When I remember the illumination took place on that day in March 1976, when God saved my soul from the devil's hell, He illuminated my heart. Turned the light on, praise God. And you know what I've been doing ever since? Now, I haven't always done like I should, just like me, just like most of you. But every day I try to look toward the light. I try to get somewhere where I can see the light, where the light can shine on me. That I might see, that people might see Christ in me, the hope of glory. They might be reproaches and afflictions. Amen. He said, whilst they became companions of them that were so used. But see, you're not the only one. You're not the only one the old devil would like to put in darkness. You're not the only one like the devil would like to turn the light out on. But praise God, you're one of the ones, praise God, the Lord wants to illuminate. If we just remember not to forget the illumination that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. We need to find some time to get in the light of God. We need to make a habit of getting in the Word of God, getting in the light of God, where God can shine on us. We need to make Him a priority. And He needs to be priority one. Amen. And Brother Rex was talking about getting together and going out in the community and you know, to win souls, to tell people about Jesus. Not just invite them, like Brother Dave said, not just invite them to church, but tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and His saving power. Amen. The gospel of the Lord Jesus, how He came and He died for old sinners. And that He loves each and every one. Amen. To have a burden. But in order to have that burden, we've got to get the light shining on us. Amen. We've got to get the light to shine on Stony Fort Baptist Church. We've got to get out, you've got to get out of the darkness. We've got to get rid of those dark places in our lives and let the light shine on us. And when that light illuminates these dark spots, praise God, we need to take a Holy Ghost paintbrush and just paint them white. Amen. So they'll reflect the light. Amen. Get rid of them. And get back in where God can use us in these last days. Because God's a calling men and women, amen, using us, praise the Lord, to win old sinners. And one of these days, the day of the Gentiles is going to be finished. Amen. You know what that is? That's the day when that lost soul is saved. Amen. When that lost soul, do you know God's got a number? I believe that. And when that lost soul saved, He's going to say, "Come up hither." Amen. Shouting a trumpet, and the church is be gone. Amen. And we need to be a word. What if I wonder what if we went out and worked and we began to preach and to pray and to tell people about Jesus and that lost soul got in? What if you was the one that would tell that lost soul about the Lord Jesus Christ? What if you was the one that told them and they accepted Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? And about time, be like Brother Charlie when he got saved up here. That alarm clock was sitting here on the table, and about time he said, "Amen," started to get up, that alarm clock went off. What about if we're the light? What if we're shining that light, illuminating that illumination of Christ is shining forth from us, Jesse, on somebody? And about the time that you pray with them, they accept Jesus, they say, "Praise the Lord," and boom, the Lord says, "Come up hither." Amen. The light's still shining. It's on today. I mean, it's brilliant. It's just as brilliant as it's ever been. It's illuminating the hearts and the minds of men. But he said, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Amen. It's a fear because there's a day of judgment coming. But what about all those that's never been illuminated? Those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. They're going to be left behind. They're going to be left behind. Amen. I don't want nobody to be left behind. I want to see everybody saved.